Man, if only everyone felt that way about joining a PCA church, that would be. All right, so I get to charge Tim, but before I do that, I just want to say thank you to Grace and Peace. Tim and I are part of a pastor's group that stretches from Salt Lake City to New York City. And for the last 2-3 years, we have been praying with Tim and in some ways praying for you, not even realizing it. And here he is. And so we are, I just want to say on behalf of the seven of us that are in this group, thank you. Thank you for this. This is really great. All right. TR, LaCroix. So this is going to be between Tim and I here for a second. Y'all can just kind of look in for a little bit. So you've left Columbia, but you're still here. What I mean is that no matter like where you go, you're there. So what I mean by that is that you being the pastor of this incredible, beautiful church does not in any way, shape, or form, or any way, define who you are. My charge to you more than anything else, and you're not going to be a bit surprised that I'm about to say this, but my charge to you more than anything else, that you are defined more than anything else, that you are defined as a beloved son of God. Tim, you're the beloved. In you, God is well pleased. So you know this, right? When Jesus launches into, before he launches to his ministry, he's baptized. The Spirit descends on him. And we hear God the Father say, God the Son, this is my beloved Son whom I am well pleased. This is before Jesus does anything. He's just baptized. And then he goes into the desert for 40 days. And at the end of those 40 days, Satan tempts him. And those temptations, I think, are attacking his very identity. The Father says, you are my beloved. That's who you are. Satan says to Jesus, you are what you do, Jesus. Turn these stones into bread. You are what others think of you, Jesus. Let them see you be caught by angels when you jump. You are what you have, Jesus. You can have all these kingdoms if you'll just bow down to me. I know you, Tim. I've known you for 15 years. And for 13 of those years, we have walked together in some really hard and difficult stuff. And I know that it is easy for you to be tempted in everything other than what your true identity is. You are what you do, Tim. You got to do everything for everybody in this congregation. You got to justify your existence to them. You have to prove to them that you work more than just one day a week. You are what others think of you, Tim. So you're going to have to convince others that you're wise and that you'll give good counsel and that you'll say the right thing. You are what you have, Tim. You have to influence everybody. You have to influence these people, this neighborhood, this city, and to be honest, General Assembly. You want to have that influence. Do not let those things define you. Do not. It is at your baptism that you are defined as you really are, as a beloved child of God. Not in your bow ties, not in your cufflinks, not in your insane obsession with everything NC State. You are the beloved. You are not defined. Did you guys know that Tim won the scholarship award when he graduated from Covenant Seminary to go on and do PhD stuff? Tim is the go-to theologian in our group. Whenever we have an issue, he's a guy we call. That does not define you. You are not defined by your PhD. You are not defined by your ordination. You are not defined by the struggles that you had at Christ our King. You are not defined by your past. You are not defined by your sin. You are not defined even now at this installation. As beautiful as this is, those things do not make you who you are. They do not. They cannot. You are defined by your belovedness. and your belovedness alone. What Rachel needs, what Ruby needs, what Lucy needs, what Grace and Peace needs more than anything else is for you to be a husband and a father and a pastor out of your belovedness and out of nothing else. Nothing else. Henry Nouwen, one of our favorite authors, says this: your true identity is as a child of God. This is the identity you have to accept. Once you have claimed it and settled in it, you can live in a world that gives much joy as well as pain. Churches bring pain. You know this, right? You can receive the praise and the blame that comes to you as an opportunity for strengthening your basic identity, because the identity that makes you free is anchored beyond all human praise and blame. Not every sermon is going to be as good as the one that you gave this morning. This is a new church, so you get to use all your best illustrations for the next 6 months. But then you're going to run out. You're going to preach a bomb. You're going to give unwise counsel. People are going to blame you for all sorts of things. But they cannot define you. They will not define you. You belong to God. And it is as a child of God that you are sent into the world. And it is as a child of God that you are sent to be the pastor of Grace and Peace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.